Welcome to the Talk Show for Talkers on irishtalkers.com.
Welcome, listeners. Welcome to the Talk Show for Talkers. I'm Paul O'Mahony. And today we have an episode for you during which Moira O'Brien, my co-presenter today, and she's going to raise a question, which is, would you be able to make an impromptu speech? Could you make an impromptu speech? Now, I'm talking, going to hand over to Moira in a second, and she's going to talk about a speech, meaning a 5 to 7 minute speech, aren't you, Moira?
That's correct, Paul. This is a challenge. This could happen in real life. It has happened to me twice this year. When I've been approached by a vice president of education to ask, would I do a speech? And I've said, well, I've nothing prepared, so I'd rather not. But on the other hand, I'll do an impromptu speech. Just give me the title of the speech 2 minutes or so before I have to come on and make the speech, and I'll do it. Now, you may think to yourself, what on earth are you talking about, Moira? What a stupid thing to do. Well, let me tell you, folks, while this is a challenge, it's not as difficult as you might think. First of all, unless you have a vice president of education who's really cruel and gives you a really difficult esoteric subject, which you would have to go away and spend hours researching in order to produce a reasonable speech. Well, it's unlikely, isn't it? They're going to give you something that is fairly general and something which you should not have to think about too much. Okay, so I deliberately chose 2 minutes. Why? Well, the reason I chose 2 minutes was so that I didn't have the time available to spend thinking about it, because in the real world, you're not going to have much time probably to do any research or any great amount of thinking. All you might be able to do is to write down maybe 5 or 6 lines of text as prompts of things that you can do. And remember, this is a speech, a 5 to 7 minute speech. It wants to be in the normal format, that is an introduction, an opening, a body, with hopefully more than one segment, 1, 2, or 3 segments, a conclusion where you round up your speech. So what was the subject of the speech that I was given? And it was a fairly straightforward one. I have to actually bring up my notes to remind myself. My notes were, I think I wrote down 3 lines, because that's all I really could think of at the time. The title of the speech was How to Succeed, I think it was, wasn't it, Paul? Something like that. How to be a success, how to become a success.
It was How to Win.
How to Win, thank you. Yeah, I knew I was close on that. How to Win. And I thought, well, I'm going to spend most of my 2 minutes thinking about a start and a finish, and I won't worry about the body of the speech at the moment. So the start of the speech, what's the easiest way of starting this? Have you ever won a race? Have you ever won a contest, a speech contest maybe, asking the questions of the audience? And it wasn't a rhetorical question. I wanted to get a response from the audience, and that grabbed the audience's attention. I hadn't actually written anything down for how to go any further, but the brain chugs as you're talking, and you think, okay, how can you win? Well, you can win in a physical manner, or you can win in a metaphorical manner. And I turned it round to how you can win against yourself rather than against somebody else. And that took the best part of 5 minutes talking about that, and then a simple or so closure. I can't remember now how I did the closure, but it was quite an easy wrap-up. And in fact, I think I went on 7 minutes because I stopped and closed when I did see the red light. Now, was that difficult to do? Certainly, it was a challenge. Certainly, it meant that I had to think logically. I had to think in a way with that beginning, middle, and end concept of putting a speech together. And if you can bear that in mind, you can develop something, a speech, around the subject that you're given. Maybe not 100% like you do in a table topic, you know, where you're given a table topic and you have to think, well, I don't actually know too much about that subject, but it could be taken to have this meaning, and I'm going to take this meaning of it and use that in my table topic. Well, you can do the same with your impromptu speech. So the key thing here is that I think anybody who has achieved more than a couple of levels in pathways should be able to do a speech like this. Now, for those of you who are older Toastmasters, you might remember that in the I'm trying to think which manual it was in the old educational path, but there was in one of the manuals, there was an impromptu speech project. Now that was slightly easier because you were allowed to do some preparation for it. Now, when I did that speech, I gave my evaluator five titles and he had to choose one of those titles, he or she, I forget which one it was. But I had prepared five or six lines for each of those five topics. So that was actually much, much easier to do than this, because here we have very little time to do any preparation. Now, in the previous project that I've done as an impromptu speech, not this one, because this one actually I found a lot easier because the subject was quite easy to tackle. But the previous one, I forget the subject now, but it was slightly more difficult. So what I did was I actually wrote down, I think, five or six lines. So I wrote an opening. I wrote three or four lines for the body of things that I could talk about in the body of the speech. And I wrote down a conclusion line. And that really is all you need for any speech when it comes to it. If it's a speech that you know the subject and you're capable of talking reasonably intelligently on that subject, that is all you need to have. Now, you could turn this around to your general speech making. I know with lots of us have become very lazy with speech making during our Zoom, our enforced attendance on Zoom, that we write our speeches out and we put it on a teleprompter and we read our speeches. And a lot of us can do this pretty well so that you're not even aware that we're reading. But do you come over convincingly because you are reading it? And it becomes more of a performance, if you like, when you're reading, as opposed to when you're speaking from the heart, from the brain, and you are present as you speak, as I am now. I have no notes in front of me. I didn't make any preparation for giving this short talk other than deciding on the subject and brief thoughts, not writing down, just thoughts of what I might be saying. And I could be setting myself up for a fall, of course, by not doing the preparation, because what do we say? Fail to prepare, prepare to fail. And generally speaking, that is true. But I hope that in this case, I do know more or less what I'm talking about, having had the experience. I think this is now the third time that I have given an impromptu, no, third, fourth, maybe fourth or fifth time that I've given an impromptu speech. And actually, I thoroughly enjoy it. And I would almost say that I would do this at the drop of a hat because it's great fun. And it's such a satisfying thing to have done and succeeded. Though, of course, if you don't succeed and you don't give a good speech, maybe it's not quite so satisfying. Paul, have you ever been asked to do an impromptu speech? Or did you do that particular manual in the old pathway where you had to give an impromptu speech?
No, I don't know anything about manuals. I've lost my memory about the history of manuals. I only did one manual that was competent communicator. But back to this issue, have I ever spoken off the cuff for 5 to 7 minutes? Loads of times, innumerable times. I spoke for 5 to 7 minutes in working situations for a living. I trained people. I spoke at conferences. I facilitated events. I have huge experience of speaking without any notes.
I think there's a slight difference, Paul, though, between doing it in a work situation where you're talking about your work, you're talking about things that you do every day. That's part of your job. But to be given the subject of a speech without any advanced knowledge of it, just a few minutes before having to give that speech, have you ever had that kind of experience?
Well, have you ever heard the speech I did about the very first brain operation I ever carried out?
No, now, I didn't someday, hear that one.
Someday I'll repeat that speech. I also gave a speech once, though it was a bit shorter than that, on my full body tattoo. Now, that's another speech that I spoke fluently without too much hesitation, repetition, or deviation for a number of minutes. The funny thing is, you see, that I, like you and every listener here, we can fall back on years and years of speaking practice that we've had already. I've been speaking since I was born, you could say. So I've got no difficulty in talking. So what do I need? I need to welcome risk-taking, welcome for the possibility that you fall on your face flat. The one thing you did, Moira, you spoke at a meeting in which it was impossible for you to fail. You see, nobody can fail at Toastmasters. All you do is you win an opportunity to have another go. And that's why it's impossible to fail making an impromptu speech. You simply fall back on all of your life's experience. You don't have to speak the truth. Everything you said at that meeting I was at, did I believe anything you said? Of course not. Did I admire anything you said? I admired everything you said. The truth was unimportant. The only truth that mattered to me was, isn't she good?
Well, thank you for that, Paul. That's not quite the answer that I expected from you, and it's not quite the question that I was really trying to ask you. What I was trying to ask you, I think, was, do you think it's a good idea that we should be asking our more experienced Toastmasters to give impromptu speeches?
I'm president of a club, and one of the things president of a club does every time, the beginning of every Toastmasters meeting, is they make a welcome speech, a short welcome speech. I admit this, there have been some meetings for which I have done no preparation. The only preparation I've had is the look on the face of the people at the meeting before I open my mouth. So in that sense, the truth is I have done many impromptu 5-minute speeches. But the key is to be clear what you're trying to achieve. If I want to welcome people, I know what I want to do. I want people to feel welcome. And it's ever so easy to say welcome to people in 10 or 12 different ways.
Okay, Paul, thank you for that. And I think our time is well up. So we'll bring an end to this somewhat impromptu session and episode, and indeed the podcasts for this week. Thank you all for listening and for bearing with us right to the bitter end. And do join us again next week when we'll be bringing you another 4 episodes with hopefully even more engaging content. We'll see you then. So from myself, Moira O'Brien, I'll say goodbye.
And from Paul Omani, it was sweet of you to listen.
And thanks to Garrod in the background for doing all the technicals. See you next week.
The Talk Show for Talkers is published every week in sections at 4 p.m. every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Go to our website, irishtalkers.com, for more information.